welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. I identify as asexual, however, it is an umbrella term, so I identify as demi and grey ace. And today I've got my friend with me who is wanting to stay anonymous, which is completely what this podcast is about. So this is my friend, anonymous person.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hi guys.
And we're going to be talking today. So I'm not talking to just some random voice in my head. I promise she is here. She's just staying anonymous, which is totally fine. So yeah, how do you identify under the ace umbrella?
Do you know what? Like, this is what I was thinking about this, because we've chatted about it a lot. Even though we haven't known each other for that long, but I'm still trying to figure that out. Definitely asexual. But then, like you said, it's such a big umbrella. It's not even just, there's like three or four subcategories. There's so many. And then I'll see another thing and I'm like, oh, actually that resonates with me a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, but then a certain part of it doesn't. So it's quite complicated. I think it's all quite complicated. Definitely ace is probably where I'm at.
The whole thing is just complicated. I didn't realize that there were so many subcategories. And I think when I first looked at it, it was really overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. And it was just really scary. But do you have any that jump out to you that you're like, oh, that really resonates with me and explains sort of how I feel?
I think in terms of like kind of, I mean, I don't know, you'll have to jump in with the titles and the names.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
But when you find someone more sexually attractive, when you have developed that kind of emotional connection, because I, as much as I wouldn't like to admit it, I am a very emotional person. So I think,
are you?
Yeah,
sneaky.
Would have known. Yeah, you wouldn't have known that about me. But I think for me that's an important part of it, but I'm still figuring it out. It's just a journey.
So do you feel like you could feel sexual attraction after some time, or once you've got like an emotional bond, or do you think sexual attraction for you is just not a thing?
It's quite low on the agenda, if I'm honest, of like needs and wants, but it's not something that I am absolutely, no, I'm swearing it off, it's never happening.
You're not like sex repulsed?
Nah.
No. No, me neither.
It's just not the top of my priorities list, and it doesn't really even come into my priorities when I'm kind of considering, do I like this person? Which I think it's strange for other people to understand that, because
yeah,
that comes quite high.
But what, say, like, because if I was on a date and then someone was like, let's sleep together pretty soon, I would be quite like, no, let's not.
Yeah.
Quite same. Actively against that, I think.
That actually puts me off people. Mm. And it's not in terms of like, I have friends who are straight or gay, and that puts them off in like the sense that they want something more serious. It doesn't put me off because I want something serious, because I never really know. I prefer to just see how things go. But
yeah,
it puts me off in terms of like, oh, okay, that tells me that that person needs that from another person. That's one of their...
Which means you probably won't be compatible, because you're like, that's not something I can fulfill for you.
No, and I wouldn't want
or
someone...
Or straight away.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want someone to have to put something that they prioritize further down their list if that's important to them, because I don't think that that's necessarily fair on either person, really.
That is such conversation.
The other thing that, like, and I don't know if you agree with this, is like having to have that conversation with someone when you haven't dated them long, or normally, I don't want to use, I really do not want to use the word normal, especially when I'm talking about myself or situations, but you don't sit and have to have a conversation of, okay, we're dating, do you think, like, would you like to have sex? Like, is it, you don't, because you're on a date with that person, I think a lot of people make the assumption, I'm dating you, that's something that's going to arrive.
It's going to happen, yeah.
Whereas,
like, soon as well.
Yeah, and for some people it's straight away, and for some people they do want to wait, but it's not that they want to wait because they don't want to have sex, but it's weird and uncomfortable, and you don't know what the reaction's going to be when you have this conversation with this person, to be like, I know I'm having a lovely time on a date, I really want to date you, don't want to sleep with you, but it's not even anything to do with you.
It's nothing to do with like with whether you like the person, whether you fancy them or anything.
I think that's what's hard for people, other people to understand as well. And recently I was, we were doing some kind of training at work, and they were looking at, it's called Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs, and it's basic, it sounds very fancy.
It does. I've not
and it's basically all of the things that humans need to quote unquote survive.
Right.
And reproduction is on there. And I was kind of a bit like, I don't know if I need that to survive. Like
to survive, that's not a necessity.
And then I kind of thought about it in the like the deeper sense of, well, obviously in terms of for the human race to survive, people do need to reproduce to make more humans. But on an individual basis, that was a bit like, oh yeah, I need food and water, I need shelter. You need love. Do I need reproduction?
That's definitely a human race thing to survive, but as a personal necessity, that's definitely not. Even people who aren't ace and they're very like the opposite to asexual,
which I think is called hypersexual, but I don't know.
I don't know if it would be called hypersexual.
But then again, I don't know if that's just an idea. I don't think that's necessarily like, an identity, or
I don't.
It's so complicated.
I don't know if that's an identity. That's a question.
Should we fact check?
Yeah, do a little fact check. But you've definitely got. Like asexual, it's a spectrum, isn't it? You've got like asexual, you've got sex repulsed to hypersexual people. However, there's a massive like spectrum in between that, which a lot of people will probably relate to, is just an average amount of sex in their life. I don't really know, that's very vague, but like there are lots of people who aren't asexual who still have sex, but maybe like once a week.
But do you think that there is a possibility, because I have seen a lot of people posting things like where they haven't realized that they're a lesbian because they have just slept with men, it's been maybe not the best, but they were kind of led to believe that that's how it was supposed to be, and
because
then they
of
realized
societal norms.
So I don't know about you, but for me, for a long time I thought this is just something that's part of a relationship. I don't particularly enjoy it, but it's part of a relationship, so you do it.
Yeah, 100%. That's definitely what I thought. I thought you kind of needed sex for a relationship. I think in order to fancy someone and love someone and be attracted to someone and blah, 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 I thought sex was a necessity, which is why I then started questioning, is there something wrong with me? Am I broken? Do I need to see a doctor? Blah, 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 blah. When actually... no, it's just you're asexual, which is a very valid sexual orientation, which obviously I'd never learned about. So yeah, it is a weird one.
It's very, very complicated. So on the fact checking, technically the opposite of asexual is allosexual.
Allosexual, I knew that. Why was that?
Which
not...
is people who feel sexual attraction to others. I think obviously the amount of sexual attraction is, from what you've told me and from what I know, is your libido. And some people have high libido, and some people have low libido. So it's not necessarily that someone's asexual, they don't want to have sex, but they might just have a low libido and be allosexual.
And like going back to the whole humans need reproduction to survive, asexuals can still reproduce.
Yeah, very true.
So that's
more of like a function. It's not something that they do for like necessarily for fun, but obviously reproduction technically, scientifically, etc., is there to reproduce, and that's like I don't know if rabbits go around doing stuff for fun or if it's just strictly scientific.
That is so interesting.
Like,
I don't
do animals reproduce for fun or just to reproduce? So when I was looking at that hierarchy, does it mean just reproduction as in man, woman, baby?
Go on, fact check that. Go on, do animals reproduce for function or for pleasure?
My Google history after figuring out that I'm asexual is just...
I don't think that's
It's
okay.
Just all over the place.
But. Yeah. No, so, you have got... Obviously, the opposite to asexual is someone who feels sexual attraction. Not necessarily someone who is hypersexual. It's just someone who generally feels sexual attraction. And like we say, sexual attraction... and libido are completely different things, and is a massive conversation I have on the regular about, yeah, because a lot of people think, oh, you can just get a tablet. So a tablet, a drug that will help you want to have sex.
Mm.
And it's not even like, I don't know, this is where like the spectrum comes in. It varies for everyone, where some asexuals still want sex. They just don't feel physically like sexually attracted to a person.
I saw this thing recently, which I thought was quite good. And it was, someone was explaining it in the sense of, like, if you've had a really long day and, you know, you're walking around and you just think, I really want to sit down in any chair. Whereas with asexuals, it's kind of more like, I only want to sit in that chair in my house that I'm comfortable with. It's not like any chair is acceptable. It's like, no, you want to sit in your chair because you developed that kind of connection. That's, yeah, your chair, that's your happy place, that's your... So it's kind of like, yeah, it is. It's not necessarily a straight yes or no answer.
Oh, God, it's not.
Although I have now just found out that,
oh, yeah,
animals, some animals experience sexual pleasure. I'm not even going to question how they know that. It just says they have evidence for it in a number of species. But the primary function of sex is to reproduce. So it would make sense that nature would incentivize animals to mate by rewarding them with pleasure, but not necessarily that they do it for pleasure.
Interesting.
It is really interesting.
I wonder how they know that.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually
want to
know. I'm
going to leave that up to them.
I don't think they wonder, no, actually. No, I'm not going to wonder
that. Don't let it take up space in your brain.
Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, no, that's an interesting thought, because I think a lot of people do argue the fact that asexual or asexuality isn't a thing, and it can't be a thing because humans need to reproduce, and that's the natural need for a human, whereas actually it's not.
It did make me think, though, on the other side of it, because what I think it's hard explaining asexuality to someone who isn't asexual. But then at the same time, when they start to explain things to me, I don't understand it from their perspective. So when I was looking at that like hierarchy of needs, where I was like, I don't need to reproduce to survive. But actually, some people might need that as part of their kind of identity.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to think about it from that side of things. Obviously, definitely, I don't know what that's like, but they probably don't understand the fact that I don't need that, but I don't understand that they need that.
So yeah, they need that. Like,
it is. It's a bit.
It's hard though, because again, a lot of asexuals do still have sex.
Yeah.
So that's not really like.
Do you think that
What is that? What is that?
My photo frame.
Is it gonna stop?
Yeah, and then I'll turn it on.
What were we saying? But we were talking about like we will never know it from someone else's point of view who isn't asexual. However, we can try to understand it. And I think, do you know what? It's actually easier for asexuals to understand an allosexual life because it is everywhere.
Yeah.
It is everywhere you look. And I don't know about you, but it's even more everywhere.
Yeah.
Now that I'm sort of noticing it more.
Yeah.
Like films,
TV, music.
Music is a big one. Just celebrity lifestyle.
Would you listen to a song about someone? Well, actually, I'm saying this. Would you listen to it? I probably would, but it's like people write love songs about someone that they love, but there always seems to be this kind of element and undertone of
sex. Yeah.
And whether or not that's because that's what sells the songs, or
100%, like, it's well known fact, sex sells, and that's fine. But equally, I wish there was like more representation out there, and it just more spoken about in general, about other things that, what's the word, like, adds to the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you go on the Trevor Project website, the big quote at the top when you go on the asexual section says love doesn't equal sex, and I think that for some people it does, and I think
that's how it's sold to us though.
Yeah,
definitely,
and I also think that that comes from like long, long time ago, where it's like the man meets the woman, they fall in love, they have the babies, and it's like life is not as black and white as that. Like it's a rainbow.
It's a rainbow.
But it's just, it isn't sold in any other way other than that. And so you're kind of growing up led to believe, well, I need to find someone. And, you know, especially when I was growing up, you need to find a man.
Yeah. I think that representation's getting better, isn't it? The whole
Yeah, definitely. I think
same-sex relationships is a lot better. Can be better. Always room for improvement. Yeah. But, like, that's now becoming more of a seen normality, which is brilliant. Absolutely amazing.
I know, like, from
but
what...
It's still, like, there's still, like... okay, say you're in a woman and woman relationship on TV, you're still very sexually active as well.
And I think that's one thing that I also find a little bit frustrating with non-straight relationships, gay relationships, lesbian relationships on TV. Everything's very hyper-sexualized.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was quite enjoying seeing those two characters, you know, fall in love, go on a journey, you know.
Yeah.
All that nice stuff.
All the other stuff that adds to the relationship.
And then it goes, then it's a bang.
Then it's like, rip all the clothes off, blah, blah. And now, and then it's like, that's them, the pinnacle of the relationship. Like,
and
that's the aim.
Does it make you feel a bit like, oh, okay. Because they all end up like that. And then you kind of have the additional characters, which none of them really nobody identifies. I think I've seen one TV show where someone's actually actively said that they are
asexual.
See, I like me a superhero show, and it's a show called Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I've not seen that.
So it's kind of based in the same universe as, like, Supergirl and... Is it Supergirl? Superwoman?
Superwoman?
I've just said I'm good with superheroes and then, you know...
Lies.
So I'm sorry, sorry to everyone who follows it. But there is a character in that show who she's talking about falling in love with one of her friends. And she does say, like, I don't identify as I'm asexual.
Aww.
And it was one of those moments where I was like, because I saw it before I had figured anything out.
Hmm.
And I was a bit like, oh, that's really interesting.
That is interesting. So would you say that that's the first time you heard of that term, or did you know it beforehand?
I had briefly come into contact with the term when I was kind of Googling. The same thing that you Googled. What is wrong with me? I didn't feel like I was doing the same things for the same reasons as, like, my friends growing up and things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I didn't know if that was just me being unsure.
Mm.
I didn't actually know that it was an actual thing.
We should have started with this, actually. What is, like, your realization story? How did you realize that you were ace?
So I have been in relationships, like good relationships, bad relationships, everything kind of in between, with boys and girls. And there was no, for obviously, you know, when you're growing up, there is a big pressure of who's had sex, who's not, like who's the first one to do it, how many people you slept with, oh, she's a slag, oh, he's a hero, like all of that stuff. I was always very uncomfortable around that kind of talk.
Really? What about if you, like, saw, like, a sex scene or something?
I'm just very indifferent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see it and go, oh, that's disgusting. Sometimes I do think, well, that was put in there a bit unnecessarily because you've just tried to get a sex scene in there.
Right.
But I'm not, like, repulsed by it. I know people do it. I know people enjoy it. Like, And I know people also enjoy it in films, TV, and things like that. But for me, it was just, there was always some kind of disconnect. And it was a few years ago, I think, the first ever time that I was a bit like, something is different.
Mm.
Because I was going on dates with this guy, and it was nice, it was fine. And a lot of my friends were constantly asking, have you slept with him yet? Have you slept with him yet? Have you slept with him yet? And it even got to a point where I was a bit like, well, I'm just going to do it, because they keep asking me. And if I say yes, they'll stop asking me. And then I had to take a step back from that and be like, that's not the reason you should want to sleep with your boyfriend, to appease your friends questioning.
Or to, like, add to the gossip or have a story to tell.
So then I was kind of a bit like, oh, there must be something wrong with me. I had a little Google, asexual came
what
up.
What did you Google? Do you remember?
It was just something like, why do I not want to have sex with my boyfriend? And I was just a bit, but then loads of stuff that came up, and I was a bit like, well, I'm not that, because I think I associated that with being gay or bi, or because it does come under kind of the areas of pride. And I was a bit like, oh no, this that doesn't happen to straight people. Straight people want to have sex with their boyfriend. Because at the time when I was questioning it, I did identify as straight. And it was like, oh, that's not me.
Yeah.
And then it kind of went into other, you know, slightly stranger answers where it was like, maybe you don't fancy them, or maybe there's a medical problem, or all of these things. And then I think because all of that scared me a little bit, I kind of went on a little bit of a, I'm just going to do it rampage, and powered through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of got to a point where I was quite happy being single. And I've got a few friends who are happy being single, and they go off and they go out and they go on lots of dates. And I tried that, and I wasn't enjoying the idea of a date because it was always about
the
end destination, which really, what is the end destination of a relationship ever? Like, why am I thinking of the end destination of a relationship? Like, having sex with them shouldn't be the end of a relationship, but...
Or like a goal.
It shouldn't be like a milestone of a relationship. It shouldn't that, like, it might be for some people. So then I just decided I was just going to be single, and then kind of spoke to one of my friends about it without saying that I don't like sex. And she kind of went, maybe you're gay. And I was like, maybe I'm gay. Just for, oh, whatever. And then I sat with that and I thought, maybe I am gay. Maybe that's why I don't like sex, because I don't like sex with men.
Yeah.
So then I went off on my little, but then I liked dating men and I liked being in relationships with men. So it was, again, really confusing.
Mm.
Then I went off on my little bisexual journey and I thought, you know what? You need to kind of put yourself out there a little bit, which is hard for anyone. Went and investigated that and was like, this is better, but it's still not something that I'm...
That you're into. Like,
it's fine.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be fine. That's literally... It shouldn't just be fine.
It shouldn't be. Fine is not the word you should be using to describe it.
So then I kind of just took a step back from dating as a whole and went into a bit of a single person spiral.
Yeah, I'm definitely in that.
And then it's actually... That's how we met, because I went on my little journey of searching and went into every corner of the internet that I could find and came across little old you shouting about it on TikTok. And I was like, oh, okay. This is not that same strange thing that I Googled however many years ago. Aww. So then obviously, you know, sent you a little DM.
Slid into
the DMs, and here we are. And then, you know, we've met up, we've spoken about it, and I'm a lot more comfortable with myself now. Not 100%. Obviously, I wouldn't be sitting behind this camera. But it's figuring it out. I've told quite a few of my friends. I've had mixed reviews, which has been interesting. I'm sure we will get to that at some point.
Yeah.
But I feel a lot more content just like knowing this fact about myself. Mm.
Do you find it like fluctuates as well? Because I find it does. Some days I'm like, yeah, I really accept myself. I'm really proud. And then some days I'm like, oh, 100%. I wish that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
And sometimes I look at my friends who are like married with kids and stuff. And I sit there and I just think, why can't I just be 100% straight? Or not even necessarily straight, but it does make life easier.
It really does.
Straight and being married and liking sex and all
See,
of this
I'm not
stuff.
Like, I'm not worried about not. Like the kid situation, I feel like I will have kids, whether that is adoption, whether that is if I end up in the same sex marriage and the other woman has a kid, whether I do actually have a kid myself. Like I feel like that will happen one day, and I'm not too worried about how it will happen or when it will happen. I'm just more worried about, like, I want to be in a relationship at some point, and that is the first step into. I don't know. For me, I don't know if I could have kids on my own. So at the moment, anyway, never say never.
I just think, because that's the first step,
getting into a relationship in the first place. And that's what worries me.
For me, it's not even that I couldn't have kids and raise a child by myself. It's like, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Because
I don't want to.
Because it's nice. Like, it's nice to have that experience with someone else. And that's not even just about kids. That's just in general. Sometimes I'll sit here and I'll be watching, like, a funny movie, and you kind of sitting here on your own. It's like, it would be nice to watch this funny movie with someone else. It would be nice to have this one person to go on holidays with, or
I say this all the time. I'm like, I really want to go to, say, like Barcelona. And my friends are like, just go on your own, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I do everything on my own. And I just want to look at a big mountain or a photo in a museum and say, oh my God, isn't that amazing, to someone who isn't a stranger.
Yeah, no.
You know, I want to do all these trips, and you're so right. Watch a film and actually have someone to interact about with it.
Mm.
Interact with them about it.
Tell someone about your day.
Yeah, it's just the simple things.
And it's not the same when it's a friend or when it's your mum, or like it's not the same.
Yep.
It's not that same kind of conversation. And
I'll just have a little spoon in bed. Like,
oh yeah, no,
I love cuddling my mum, but you know,
get that on a t-shirt.
It's just different. But do you know what? Going back to something you did, I haven't even told my story. Maybe I'll tell that in the next episode, because we're getting on a bit. But maybe we do finish it there, and I'm going to pick up in the next episode about some of the things you said. Because
you can tell me all about you.
I'll tell you all about me, which I love to do. But yeah, I'll pick up on a few things you said, because they can be some interesting conversations I want to hit on.
Yeah,
so it's the only thing I'm going to hit on at the moment.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
You should feel lucky. Yeah. But no, don't stop it yet. I've got to sign off.
Oh, sorry. You've not even done the intro. Have you done the intro?
I have done the introduction. If not, I'll have to redo one. But yeah, so thank you so much for listening to our first episode. I hope it wasn't too long. It probably did go off on a few tangents, but I promise you I'll get a bit of a structure to them in time. But the first one, I just kind of wanted to get out there, get some ramblings out there, see what the vibe is, see how people react. And yeah, hopefully you enjoyed. Join us for episode 2. See you later.